Hallelujah. Welcome to Abundant Life Center for our Sunday morning service. To come hear the word of God, I have a good friend sitting back there. His suntan is a little darker than mine, but he's... Usman, this is Usman Kamara. You want to stand? He is a missionary to Sierra Leone. He is actually the liaison between us here, Horizons of Hope, the ministry that we have there. And he grew up in Sierra Leone. He grew up a Muslim and became a believer through, I guess, the Catholic schools that you attended and so on. And we've become very good friends working together in Sierra Leone. So welcome. Hallelujah. Welcome. Hallelujah. And he is a man that's on fire for God. Hallelujah. I don't know, I've traveled there maybe 18 times, and we've done many conferences and saw the move of the Spirit of God many times. So we appreciate you being here today. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. Yes. Boy, didn't Donna bring a great message last week? If you didn't hear it, then go and listen to it. Yesterday, we had leaders and people who were involved here for a meeting on yesterday, Saturday morning. And if you want to listen to that, if you weren't able to be here, some of you were on vacation, and if you want to hear what was accomplished and what the Spirit of God ministered to us, you need to see Donna and how to... We're not going to put it on the what? On the web? If you want to hear it, then see Donna and she will send it to you so you can listen to it. And anyone that you are involved or want to be involved or a part of the church, I would encourage you to listen to it, because there's a great ministry of healing from the grief and... A lot of hope. Yep. But we had a great time of just different ones sharing how they're dealing with the grief in losing a pastor. But the hope is that we move forward. And I think there was a lot of healing took place yesterday. In the name of Jesus. All right. Are you ready for the word? Always ready for the word. Hungry for the things of God. Like a little bird that's always hungry. Huh? Open your mouth wide. Okay. All right, turn in your Bibles. You know I've been ministering on Ephesians chapter 5, and I don't feel we're finished there yet. There's so much... I know there's a lot of things that we already know, but we need to be reminded. But along with that, whenever we're reminded of things, God will minister new things to us from the same scriptures. And I'm sure Pastor Bill many times would have told you that, I'm assuming he did, that there's always something new that we can learn. So in Ephesians chapter 5, for just a little bit of review, I don't know how long we'll be on this. We'll be talking about the Holy Spirit till we go home to be with the Lord. But the teaching on the Sunday morning, I don't know how long we'll go. I thought maybe the last time it would be the final time, but God had also laid 1 Corinthians chapter 2 on my heart, and we didn't get to that. And I felt a release to share in that way this morning. So let's do a little bit of review in Ephesians chapter 5. I'm just going to read a few of these scriptures. Ephesians chapter 5. And if you can follow along with me, sometimes it's just good to read the Word of God together and let the Spirit of God minister. Now, I know I don't hear many pages turned, but because I can't hear the phones, you know, you can't hear the phones, which is fine. So I'm not all that techie. My grandson is better than I am. He always says, Pop, here, I'll help you. He's 14 now, and he was even saying that when he was like 12. And says, pop, pop. You know, I got a new phone. He says, pop, pop. Can I put, do you want face recognition? I said, no, I don't really need face recognition. He says, yeah, I'll put it on for you. So he put it on for me, and I do appreciate it. But, you know, they know all these things. But some of us older folks are a little slower in some of those things. I'm not old. I didn't say I'm old. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this opportunity to look into your word together. I thank you so much, Lord, for each person that's here, that's a part of this congregation, and the many more that are coming in. And we thank you, Lord, that we're hungry and thirsty for the things of God. I thank you for the maturity of these people. And I thank you, Lord, that we're open to receive what you have for us. Thank you for the word of God. It's a firm foundation in the name of Jesus in our lives that will not be shaken. So again, today, we build our lives on, we'll build that foundation into our lives so that our lives will not be shaken concerning the things that happen around us. Thank you for Holy Spirit guiding us, directing us today. He is our teacher. And we thank you that we can receive from the teaching of the Holy Ghost, because he's the one who causes it to come alive on the inside of us, in Jesus' name. Amen. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15, it says, see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise. Now, I'm reading from New King James. When I went to Bible school, that's the translation we used. And I have always preached from that, so that's why I continue to use it. I'm not saying other translations aren't good. Some other translation may make it a little bit more clear in our language, but just letting you know that I'm using the New King James, because it's the Bible that Paul used. No, not at all. Redeeming the time because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. And we found out that we find the will of God in the Word of God. And everything that we receive from the Spirit of God lines up with the Word of God. If I receive something that doesn't line up with the Word of God, then it can't be the Spirit of God. I'm already preaching really good and you don't know it. One time there was this person that said, well, God told him to marry this certain individual. He was a Bible school student. And he said that the Spirit of God told me that he should marry this certain woman. And then he went to her and says, you know, God said that I should marry you. That's what the Spirit of God is saying. We're talking about being led by the Spirit now. The woman looked at him and says, that's strange. I'm already married. So not everything we think we hear from this, what we think is from the Spirit of God, can be from the Spirit of God, because it violates the Word of God. All right? Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not be drunk with wine, in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit. We're talking about becoming more aware of what's on the inside of us. Paul calls it a great treasure. A great treasure. A great treasure. It is a greater treasure than any money, gold, silver, or any natural thing that we can have, because it's something that'll change your life. Holy Spirit will lead you so that you can live in victory. It's a great treasure. He goes on to say, but be filled with the Spirit. Then this is what we said are some of the things that are a result or indicators in our lives that we're filled with the Spirit. These are not things that I have to force myself to do. These are things that should flow from the inside of me because I'm filled with the Spirit. He says, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in our hearts to the Lord, and giving thanks. We mention how if we grumble and complain, we must not be filled with the Spirit at that moment. Because it's the opposite of being filled with the Spirit. When I'm filled with the Spirit and I flow and let the Spirit of God flow through me, then I will be thankful. It's an indicator. The word byproduct comes to my mind, but I don't know if I like that word associated with being filled with the Spirit. But that's really what it is. It's a result of what's on the inside of you and you letting it come out. You letting it come out. That's hot off the press. Making melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And this means we're thankful all the time, not just when we come to church, not just when I'm with my brothers and sisters. No, but out among the world, we should have a different attitude. The places we work or people we rub shoulders with, we should have a different attitude. And they will notice. They will begin to ask you what's different about you. Well, you have an opportunity to share Jesus with that person. But then the next verse is also a result of being filled with the Spirit. Submitting to one another in the Lord, in the fear of God. Submission is a part of being filled with the Spirit. And then the next part is, which maybe sometime we'll teach on this. We have done many marriage conferences throughout the world. And, of course, we use these scriptures. But the next verse is a verse that is not real popular because we don't like it. Got really quiet there. Wives, submit to your own husbands as to the Lord. Now, the reason we don't like it is because we feel that it's saying that the husband can control the wife. Now, I won't go, it's just a little side note here. That's not what the word submission means. The word submission means you support one another. So as believers in the body of Christ, as believers and members of a congregation like we are here, then we should be supporting one another in what God has called us to do. Yes. Individually and also corporately. We are supporting Alan in going to Tanzania. In that sense, we're in a sense submitting to him. Because we're helping him. We're coming together and submitting to him in what God has called him to do to go to Tanzania. Do we understand that?
Yes.
We're agreeing with him. We're supporting him. And that's what this word means here. And that's one of the things that is a result of the Holy Ghost being on the inside of me. Not always putting forth my opinion. Not always thinking that what I need to say these certain things and people need to know what I believe and what my opinion is. No, that's not submission. But it's listening, it's hearing and supporting others. Now go to Colossians chapter 3. Hopefully I'll get to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. So Colossians chapter 3 says the same thing. As you notice, I can't really read a scripture and not comment on it, but I'll try to in this one. Colossians chapter 3 verse 12 says, "Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humility, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another and forgiving one another."
Yes.
Forgiving one another. "If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do." But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection. And let the peace of God," here's Holy Spirit. Jesus said, "I come and I give you peace," in John chapter 14 through 16. He says that I give you peace. He says, "I give you another helper. I give you Holy Spirit." Then the next verse says, "Peace I leave with you," saying that Holy Spirit is peace. Where you find Holy Spirit, you find peace. Where you find lack of peace, Holy Spirit's not there in that moment, in that situation. If I follow peace, then I'm following Holy Spirit. I'm talking about peace in here. I'm not just talking about lack of conflict. I'm talking about peace on the inside of us. And I know you understand what I'm talking about. So this, to me, is talking about Holy Spirit. Let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Here it is again. Then it says, same as in Ephesians, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Can I have a little bit of water, please? Spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. She's my helper right now. And whatever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. So in this scripture again, we see Holy Spirit. Thank you. We see Holy Spirit and we see Word of God. The two foundational things we need in our lives in order for us to walk in victory.
Yes, absolutely.
I said the two foundational things in our lives, we need in our lives in order to walk in victory.
Right.
Knowing the will of God, following the will of God, and following the Holy Spirit's voice in our lives. Then we looked at John 4:14. I'm not going to turn to it. We saw that Jesus was talking to the woman at the well. And he said there that the water that he gives is like a well on the inside of us, a fountain of water springing up unto everlasting life, talking about the work of the Spirit when we get born again. So when we get born again, Holy Spirit comes, lives in us. See, some people think Holy Spirit only lives in us when we get baptized in Holy Spirit, like in the book of Acts. But they had received Holy Spirit before then.
Yes.
Jesus had breathed on them after he was resurrected.
Yes.
When he was in the room with the 11, it says he breathed on them. And something happened to them, and I believe they were born again at that time, because he goes on, talks about the forgiveness of sins.
Yes.
So we know there's a work of Holy Spirit when people get born again.
Yes.
But there's something else that happens to us when we receive the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus talked about that in John chapter 7, 37 through 38. There he says that it's rivers of living water flowing from the inside of us. There's much more power in the water in a river than it is in a well. But a well is refreshing. I grew up on a farm, and we had this well that it had the best water. And maybe I'm biased because it's the water we drank as we were growing up. And we would come in from working all hot and sweaty, and we would drink water from that well, and it was refreshing.
Yes.
To our physical body. That's how Holy Spirit is. When sometimes we get beaten down by the circumstances and things of life, but we drink from the Spirit, he refreshes us.
Yes.
Are you here this morning?
Absolutely.
And we need that refreshing. Day after day after day, we need that refreshing. Some people call it revival. I need revival every day in my life. I don't know about you. Doesn't mean I'm full of sin or anything like that, but I need a refreshing every day.
Yes.
Otherwise, the bread gets stale. So rivers, a well and rivers. Now turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 2. This is one of my favorite scriptures in the Bible. Of course, I've found that my favorite scripture is usually the one I'm preaching on. But truly, this is one of my favorite scriptures because it talks about Holy Spirit in our lives. Now, I don't know if you understand this or not. I grew up a little Amish boy. And I grew up, and during our growing up years, we were never taught these things. We were always taught that, well, God's maybe, you know, we got to do everything just right. and you got this picture of God being up in heaven with a big fly swatter or a big club or something, and as soon as you do something wrong, he'll squash you like we squash a fly. But we learned when we went to Rhema back in the 70s, we learned that God isn't that way. We learned that he loves us. And one of the things we learned from Brother Hagin was what it means to have Holy Spirit on the inside. And one of the reasons I teach so much on it in many different places we go is because it totally revolutionized our lives.
Yes.
We realize that God's presence, God himself, lives on the inside of his people. I know you may know this, but it's good to be reminded.
Yes.
I asked Kathy this morning, what does it mean for you when I say that we need to be aware of him, of Holy Spirit? In other words, what does that look like in my life? What does that look? You want to do this? What does that look like? What does that look like for me in everyday life? It's one thing to talk about it. It's another thing to live in it.
Yes.
And to bring it down to where we live. See, how did you say? She says, I have Holy Spirit. It's always in my subconscious mind. And that's how it is for me as well. I mean, I can't hardly go a moment without just knowing that Holy Spirit is there with me, or he's in me. So it's like in my subconscious mind. There's a few other things that are in my subconscious mind that is always there. And as soon as I need it, it comes to the surface. And one of them is my family. That's what she said. I mean, one of them is our kids, our children. We carry them. I mean, my son is 52 years old. Now, I know I don't look that old, but my son is 52 years old. We were married at age 12, so, you know, that doesn't make me that. Yeah, right. Usman heard that one many times, right, Usman? No, we were married young. We were married at 18, which today is like, really? Married at 18? But we've had a wonderful life. So we have a son that's 52 years old. We have a daughter that's 50. And then two others, 47 and 45. Am I right? Or this year? Anyway, thereabouts. So you have to think of the year they were born and then take that and subtract that and do all that. So, but anyway, we carry them in our hearts. So really, subconsciously, they're always with us. Always. Now, I thought after our children grew up that that would be less, that we wouldn't have as much, like when we hear something happen to them or maybe they're not walking right with the Lord, and that, you know, that burden, if you want to say it, if you want to use the word burden, we thought maybe that would lessen, that it would not be as strong anymore. But it's as strong as ever. And then what happens? Then they get married, and then you begin to carry the spouses. You wonder, how much more can I take? It's not bad. But it's amazing how God expands our hearts. Isn't it? And then grandchildren come along. And then we carry them. You know? So subconsciously, they're always with us. Always. And I guess till the day we die, they'll be with us. Usman has twin boys, grandsons, twin boys for grandsons. You carry them. I know he does because he talks about them. Everywhere we go, he talks about his grandsons. See, you carry them. But that's how it is with Holy Spirit. He's always there. Subconsciously in my mind, he's always there. And he's always there to help us.